Welcome and welcome back, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Shanika L. So first and foremost, as always, all praises and great glory belongs to our Father in heaven, the great I Am, for this divine word on this beautiful Sabbath. To those who do keep the Sabbath out there, I'm hoping that y'all are having a blessed Sabbath. So one of the things that I have learned today, and it's actually something that I thought about in my past, is that only God and Yahshua, or Jesus in English, can satisfy you. When I look back, when I was in the world, doing things of this world, I will always feel like something was missing. I didn't know what that something was. So what I would do to fill that void that I so desperately wanted to fill, I would turn to people that I felt that could fill that void. I used to believe that if I had a lot of friends or boyfriends, that would like fill that emptiness that I felt inside. I would even look to my parents by thinking they were my gods and that they could feel that longing that I so desperately desired. But it wasn't until I lost my dad, my husband, my friends betrayed me. I got heartbroken on numerous occasions. And finding salvation through our Heavenly Father, who sent His only begotten Son, Yahshua, to bear our sins through His crucifixion, that I realized everything that I tried to do being of this world was not satisfying at all. Okay, that longing, that void I so desperately wanted and needed to fill was only filled once God saved me. You see, my brothers and sisters, anything associated with the enemy, this world, the love of riches, the cares of this world, even the people of this world, cannot fill nor satisfy our spiritual being that is so desperately needed of a Savior. The things of this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life only appease our flesh, but it's only for a moment. I mean, think about it. Do y'all notice that when we attempt to satisfy the flesh, it's only momentarily? I mean, think about it. When you purchase that new car, clothes, shoes, etc., you feel excited, Twitter-pated, if you will, but it's only momentarily lasting. That is because those things do not have the ability or capacity to feel what only God can. This is why Yeshua say in Matthew chapter 5 verse 6, that blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. To be filled means to make full, to supply with as much as can be held or contained, to satisfy. This is also why Yeshua say, when He was speaking to the Samaritan woman at the well, He tells her that He is the living water. In St. John chapter 4 verses 13 through 14, He says to the woman that whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again, which that water He was referring to was the water in the well. Or if we want to go deeper, it was the water of this world. Come on now. But whosoever drinketh of the water that shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So Yahshua is basically saying His water, the living waters, will quench and feel what is needed for the soul, what is needed not only for our physical life, but our everlasting life. Come on now, that this water does not come from that which is external, but from above, that which fills internally. springing up satisfaction within. In other words, this water, which is the word, y'all, quenches our longing that what we really need into everlasting life. I mean, it's not temporary. His living waters, it don't just last for a moment, but it's from everlasting to everlasting. Glory be to the Most High. I also look at John 6 in verse 35. Yeshua say that I am the bread of life, that he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Everything that we need, anything that we lack, can only be found in the Father and the Son. Nothing in this world can fill what the Most High can. And maybe, just maybe, it's because this world and all that is therein is temporary. Right? Wow, what a revelation, y'all. Everything in this world is temporary. So that can only satisfy that only temporary. Come on, somebody. But our Father, the great Almighty and our mighty Savior, is everlasting. Temporary things can only satisfy that temporarily. But that which is everlasting have the ability and capacity to satisfy not only eternally, but everlasting. Y'all, this world will have you believe that all you need is a certain thing to appease the appetite or longing that will only last for a moment. This is why you see like various ads everywhere, even on the internet. Y'all, have y'all ever gone on Facebook or even tried to Google something and all you see is ads? This is because they want to appeal to your eyes that deceive you to believe you need that particular thing. That somehow that all will be good once you obtain this particular thing. I mean, think about it. Have y'all ever seen an ad where they made something sound so good and look so good, and when you got it, it was nothing how they portrayed it? I mean, even if it was something that you liked, the feeling eventually dissipated. Or how about when you did obtain that thing, you were satisfied with it until they presented you with something else, and all of a sudden you are no longer satisfied with what you have, but you want that new or updated thing, so-called. That is how the things of this world works. Things will always present itself or manifest itself in ways that will have you think that you will have to keep buying or obtaining something to keep you satisfied, to keep that Twitter-pated feeling. And for those who don't know what Twitter-pated is, it's that infatuation that you feel. It's that feeling kind of like when you get romantically involved with someone for the first time. It's like that feeling that you get when you obtain something new. That is why you see a lot of people constantly buying and obtaining materialistic possessions, because of that euphoria feeling, that feeling of false satisfaction. But with the Most High, if you are fully committed to Him, and if you drink of the living waters that He offers for free, for free, you will find that nothing or nobody in this world can fill, quench, or satisfy you. And that's the thing. You don't even have to purchase this living water. Come on now. You don't have to keep buying and buying. All He asks is that if we deny our cross and follow Him, to do righteous, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with Him, to be obedient to Him, to learn to walk in His ways. Man, I remember before I was saved that I had this mindset that I would lose everything, or I would lose something. I did not want to give up my ways, my habits, things I didn't even realize that was literally destroying me. But y'all, when I came to the light side, come on now, when I came to the right side, what I lost, I needed to lose. Come on now. To gain what I needed to gain. Man, I lost the worldly love and gained God's love that is infinite and everlasting. I lost that darkness that surrounded me and gained the light that I so desperately needed. I even lost some materialistic things. But y'all, the Most High is so amazing that He eventually replaced that with something better. What I lost only pertained to the world, but was replaced with things pertaining to the spirit. Man, which is more satisfying than I ever imagined. Wow. Glory be to the Most High. Y'all, what I have learned is that all we have to do is taste, a simple taste. That's what the Bible says, taste and see that God is good. And when you see how good He truly is, you will find that nothing, I mean absolutely nothing in this world would never taste as good as Him. Glory be to the Most High. Y'all, I know that it can be so hard, especially for those who are battling the flesh. See, the flesh wants what it wants, but the spirit needs what it needs. That's why the spirit and the flesh are always in opposition to one another. Because we are three parts, just like our Heavenly Father is three parts. We are the body, soul, and the spirit. But once we begin to walk fully in the spirit, we will not fulfill that which is in the flesh. Come on now. And I know it can be very difficult living in the world that we're living in. But as long as we stay focused on the Most High, as long as we choosing Him over this world each and every last day, then just know that the Most High has our back and nothing is too hard for Him. And even if we're struggling in a certain area, even if we're struggling with a certain sin, God can deliver us. God, man, y'all, oh, glory be to the Most High. He is a deliverer. He is a savior. I mean, He sent His only begotten Son to die for us, for our sins. Glory be to the Most High. I hope that this word has blessed you. And don't forget to share this with somebody that you believe may need to hear it. I'm so thankful to the Most High and for it, every last one of y'all. If it wasn't for the Most High and without the audience that chooses to listen, this ministry would not be in existence. I love each and every last one of y'all. Until next time, my kings and queens, God bless. Talk soon.